This is a visual history interview with Eichi Edward Sakaue, whose family has owned and operated a farm in San Jose, California since the early 1900s. The interview titled Eichi Sakaue, A Lifetime of Farming is being conducted by Jiro Saito and is taking place on February 8, 2005 at the Japanese American Museum of San Jose, 535 North 5th Street, San Jose, California. The interview is funded by this California Civil Liberties Public Education Program. Thank you, Mr. Sakaue, for taking the time to participate in this interview today. I'd like to start the interview with some background information about your father. What was your father's name and where was he born?
My father's name was Yuakichi Sakaue, born in Okamaken, Japan.
And how old was he when he left Japan?
He was 26 years of age.
Oh, so he was an adult when he, pretty well an adult when he left.
Yes.
And what was his reasons for leaving?
Well, just like the rest of the immigrants, seek adventure and have a future for himself.
Was he living on a farm, or what kind of occupation was he involved in at that time?
My dad was a carpenter by trade, but he felt that that's isn't what he wanted to do. When everybody is immigrating to the United States, that he'd like to try his luck in the United States, or like other immigrants, to make success.
Do you know if he had any idea of what type of work he was going to do when he got here? Or?
No, he had no idea. He had no idea as to what his friends or person Japanese ancestors were doing here.
Did he come by himself or did he come with a group of people?
He came by himself. He was one amongst the group.
Okay, and did he come directly to the U.S. or did he come by way of Canada or Mexico?
He came by way of Vancouver, British Columbia.
Did he stay in Vancouver for any length of time?
A very short time.
And what was he doing in Vancouver?
Well, in Vancouver, he worked in the railroad for a very short time.
Mm-hmm. And this was in 1900 that he came,
yes,
is that correct?
Yes, early 1900.
Okay.